about this company up in Bellevue called Microsoft. They were talking about application software. There was this inkling of, yeah, you know, they were going to develop a spreadsheet product and a word processing product.
I was very impressed by the idea of software as a business, software being separated from hardware.
I believed in software. And when I came to Microsoft, my first job was to be the product manager on a product called MultiPlan.
MultiPlan was distinguished by an extreme degree of portability. In the early days of personal computers, there was really quite a large number of different computers that came onto the market, using different processors, using different architectures. So our bet at that time was on diversity, on being able to run on as many different computers as possible. And probably MultiPlan was one of the most ported applications of all time. At one point, we were running on 50 different computers.
Now, MultiPlan didn't do as well as we wanted it to do. It did reasonably well in international markets, but not so well in the U.S. market. It was because we got leapfrogged by a product called Lotus 1-2-3.
When I started in 84, the spreadsheet market was virtually 100% MS-DOS and Lotus 1-2-3.
They had completely dominant market share, not just for spreadsheets, but they were by far the most dominant app, I think, in the software PC software industry.
After we saw how successful Lotus 1-2-3 was, we were kicking off the next generation of our spreadsheet, the project that would ultimately replace MultiPlan. And the initial code name for that project was Odyssey. Ultimately, that's what became Microsoft Excel. Now, most people don't know that when Odyssey was kicked off in October of 1983, it was focused on being a better spreadsheet than Lotus 1-2-3 on the PC, not on graphic user interface. And so a brilliant programmer named Doug Klunder had figured out how to do the calculation algorithm in two dimensions simultaneously so that we could recalculate even faster than Lotus 1-2-3. By the spring of 1984, Bill and I were convinced that we really needed to bet on graphic user interface. And so we made a tough decision. We went to the team and said that we're going to shift from doing Odyssey on the PC and instead focus its initial release on the Apple Macintosh and then ultimately on Microsoft Windows.
Excel did tremendously. The group under the leadership of Jeff Harbers, they did a fantastic job and worked day and night, including the night before release.
What we focused on was, you know, productivity, ease of use, being able to do things quickly. And the advantage of being in the Windows environment, having a GUI environment, we had drag and drop, you know, things like copy-paste worked a lot easier in the new environment than they did in the DOS environment.
That was really the important thing at that time, to move software from, you know, PhD thesis kind of user mode into something that an average person could use.
Plus, just look. You know, the look and experience was just fantastic compared to DOS. Instead of just having character-based, you know, everything's just text, you know, you have graphics, things look better, they feel better. When you say something is bold, you can actually display it as bold as opposed to a different color. And, you know, underlining, everything is more WYSIWYG. A fantastic advantage there, and then just the interface with the mouse and the first toolbars.
On the Mac side, we were not toiling in obscurity at all. You know, we were clearly the number one, but in the complete PC market, you know, we were single digits for a long, long time.
It was Jeff Rakes and Pete Higgins' idea to bundle all of those products into a single package. And it was a fairly non-obvious or even scary thing to do that.
You and I take that for granted today, but in the late 1980s, people thought that was a sort of a brain-dead idea. I always believed that we should package them together. And so in the late 1980s, first with the Macintosh, I believe in 1988, and then with Windows in 1990, we put together the Office suite of applications. And really at that point in time, it was just a bundle of standalone applications. But ultimately, of course, we got better and better and better at bringing the products together.
Well, I really enjoyed the 95 release. We were switching from 16-bit Excel to 32-bit Excel. So there was a lot of work that we needed to do just to get Excel to boot again on this new Windows.
It was a new thing. It was 32-bit. It was supposed to be the great new world. We wanted to feel that way and perform that way. So it was targeted around performance and the new look and feel of Windows 95.
Because PCs were actually able to run more than one program at a time effectively, because of the 386, because of, you know, multi-megabytes of memory, the notion that all the programs should work the same way became really important. After Office 95 and Windows 95 came out, we went to far majority share.
So it was just a great release. Great release for the whole PC industry.
When you think about the longevity of Excel is amazing. We had this incredible ethos about being really efficient in how we programmed Excel, which I think is an excellent long-term fundamental.
You would think that there wouldn't be any code in Excel from, you know, 15, 20, 30 years ago, but a lot of it still lives. Every now and then, you know, you're working some code and you want to find out, when did this originally get changed and why, and you'd look back through the history. And sometimes you just keep having to look back and back, and it'll go back to 1990 or 1987 or something, that there's a lot of history in the code.